Research conducted on behalf of the Swine Health Information Center has demonstrated the contribution of multiple unmeasured routes of PRRS transmission to outbreaks of the infection. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
Porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome is the number one pathogen causing production losses in the U.S., and it's used as an example for analyzing and controlling emerging diseases. Swine Health Information Center Executive Director Dr. Paul Sundberg explains, researchers with North Carolina State University and the University of Minnesota looked at modes of PRRS transmission between farms to create a mathematical model to determine their contribution to PRRS outbreaks.
What it showed was that the pig movements in farm proximity were the main PRRS transmission routes, regardless of the different farm types, whether it was nursery, sows, finishers. Pig movements and area spread proximity was the main route. However, vehicles transporting pigs to farms especially were important and explained a large proportion of the infections, especially on the sow farms and on the finishers. So there's transport biosecurity we have to pay attention to as well. Feed represented the highest risk of transport in vehicles compared to the others, where that risk, the feed transport explained about 85% of the infections on farms, which is a good amount. It's a very high amount. And that's another illustration of the issue of transport biosecurity. The issues of animal byproducts and feed transmission, they were fairly limited and fairly low, but still an opportunity for PRRS to be transmitted.
Dr. Sundberg says while there weren't a lot of surprises, the work reinforces messages about animal transmission and animal movements, about farm proximity and area spread, and about transport vehicles. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.